Hey, let's take a look beyond the headlines now with Peter Dykstra. He's an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. On the line now from Atlanta, Georgia. Hey there, Peter. What do you got for us today?
Hi, Steve. We're going to do something a little different and take a look at sports. Because October is the peak season for American sports. The World Series, of course. College and pro football are in the middle of their seasons. And pro basketball, pro hockey are underway. It's probably the best time to point out that some of our favorite sports teams have appropriated vanishing species as their mascots and nicknames. One of my favorites, the Wolverines of the University of Michigan, when no actual Wolverines have been spotted in the state of Michigan since the mid-1800s. These teams and colleges make millions on merchandise licensing, on television revenues, on ads and everything else. The same thing for teams named after Tigers and Timberwolves, and of course, the National Hockey League's San Jose Sharks. But my all-time favorite are the Florida Panthers, also in the National Hockey League, 23 guys on the Panthers roster. And there were about that many real Florida Panthers in the wild in the Everglades not too long ago. But some good news, the four-legged Florida Panthers have rebounded.
Now, wait a second, I thought basketball teams rebounded.
Not in this analogy. But, you know, why can't most of us care about species rather than just the teams named after them?
Hey, what else do you have for today?
Oh, well, a little humor, because climate change, as we all know, is as hilarious as it is widely covered by TV news.
You mean, Peter, it's neither one?
Well, a week ago, it was both funny and widely covered. Funny because the coverage I'm talking about was on late-night comedy shows, like this one where Trevor Noah talked about a new report that says climate change will raise the price of beer.
Oh, man, they're trying so hard to get people to care about climate change, right? No, because if you tell Americans in 10 years the Marshall Islands will be underwater, no one cares. But tell them Corona will cost more. Now they're marching in the streets. Come on!
Okay.
Now we've got this one from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Rather than talking about just how uninformed the general public is, we go to the White House where he's misinformed.
And after a year of massive storms and our glaciers just shrinking in every direction, Trump was still ambivalent on the concept of climate change. He told the reporter, "You have scientists on both sides of the issue." That is true. That is true. There are scientists on both sides. On one side, all the scientists. On the other, one guy who runs a blog called Real True American Science Eagle.Jesus forecast rapture.
So if we slap football helmets on all the Wolverines and make increased storms, flooded coastlines, and all the other climate baggage more humorous, I think we'll all be okay.
You know, I think a lot of beer is the way many folks are going to deal with this one, Peter.
Well, I'll join you on that.
Okay, what do you have from the History Vault for us?
30 years ago, throughout the month of October 1988, we followed along with the saga of three young gray whales that were trapped in the Arctic ice. Let's review this, because it's all a little funny, too. There was a videographer for the well-funded cable TV operation on Alaska's North Slope.
Well, of course, with all the big oil companies there, you'd expect them to have the best equipment.
Right, and they did. The videographer happened upon three whales just offshore. His pictures prompted a worldwide frenzy. Two of the whales eventually escaped. Even the Soviet Union sent an icebreaker all the way over to help the whales. The third one disappeared and is presumed dead.
How is that funny, Peter?
Well, maybe it's not funny, but it's ironic, because there are an estimated 200 gray whales believed to die like this every year, but the presence of the mighty video camera made these three literally into Hollywood stars. There was a movie called Big Miracle made about all of this, starring Drew Barrymore, about 10 years ago.
Yeah, because it was a whale of a story.
Well, how about we mark that cliche for extinction?
Fair enough, Peter. Peter Dykstra is with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org. And if you have a joke about climate change, tell us about it. Write us at comments@loe.org. That's comments@loe.org.